What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here, getting you ready for the Browns and the Bears, the preseason finale tonight in Chicago. Matt, the last time you and I were in Chicago together, it was a great time. The NFL draft was there. Danny Shelton, of course, Cam Irving coming to the Browns in that first round. Now they go back to Chicago to put the bow on this preseason. What are you looking for in game four?
I'm looking for some of those young players. You know, E.J. Bibbs, Saunders, Jennings as a wide receiver. Those guys fighting for this roster, you know, determine whether they're going to make that active 53 or be a part of the developmental squad here for the Cleveland Browns and be put on the practice squad. So young players are going to play an awful lot in this football game and their opportunity to showcase what they can do to Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine under the lights in Chicago.
Is this game bigger for those guys fighting for the end of the roster spot than any of the other preseason games? Like, take me inside the mind of a player. I don't know if you ever were in a point where you really felt you had to put something out there in the fourth preseason game at any point in your career, but what is that mentality like?
I have been in that position, and I played my best football, you know, knowing it was kind of a make or break game for me to make a football team early in my career. But the same mentality that the starters took into Tampa Bay and we saw the product that they put on the field, these young players need to do the same thing. Some guys are going to be asked to play the entire game. So their body getting ramped up to be able to do that mentally, physically, emotionally is going to be very tough. But those who rise to the occasion will be noticed both by the players in the locker room and especially those guys upstairs who determine their future.
I think it's a big night for Thad Lewis. He's going to start at quarterback for the Browns. Will they need to keep three quarterbacks? We'll find that out after this game. If not, though, Thad's trying to put tape out there for the rest of the NFL. And that's something that you're doing. You're not just competing against the Bears. You're competing against the rest of the NFL. You're not competing just to make your own team. It's really to show everybody in the league, hey, if this team, the numbers don't work out here, I can play this game.
Yeah, 15 to 25 players in the next 10 days are going to hit the open wire for each and every football team. Guys want to put out quality tape to show them upstairs. They deserve to be at Cleveland Brown, and if not here, somewhere else.
I do want to see the running backs get going, but I really think the intrigue to me is on the offensive line. We found out Michael Bowie has been placed on season-ending IR. We thought all along maybe seven offensive linemen with Cam Irving and Bowie being the tackle. So there are going to be some guys out there on that O-line competing to make this team.
And not only compete to make this team, but I think, you know, Ray Farmer and his staff should have eyes other places. Good players are going to be released. And if that second squad that really hasn't lived up to its billing yet behind a great first wave of offensive linemen need to be able to protect Johnny Manziel, need to be able to come in and spot duty throughout the season. And if there's a better talent or a better player with more experience out there on the wire after these first series of cuts, I would hope that the Cleveland Browns make that move so these guys are truly competing for their job and their livelihood here in Cleveland.
And that's the focus tonight, the Browns and the Bears, the final spots on this roster, hoping to shake out tonight with some great performances from your Cleveland Browns. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on the preseason finale.